The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, the best of Saturday mornings.
Joining us now to talk a bit more about Reformer Pilates is Renee Ramswinkel. She is the head of Reformer Pilates at Virgin Active Singapore. Renee, welcome to Money FM. It's so great to have you on the show today.
So glad to be here. Thank you for having me, Neil and Glenn.
Well, I'm glad you said Neil and Glenn, because I'm very upset, Renee. You know where I'm going with this, that he got the invite and I didn't. So, you know, we need to correct that at some point straight away.
I will talk to the marketing team about that. That is not my bad.
He's just being a prat. Don't you worry about it at all, Renee. You're just fine. Now, Renee, it was a couple of months ago that I think I was in the same studio with you that you're in right now, taking one of your 45-50 minute Reformer Pilates courses, and for the first time for me. And I got to tell you, I was, as you saw, I was struggling. It was a workout.
It's all part of it. I mean, in these programs, what did you think? How did you feel after you did the workout?
I felt fantastic. And look, you know, there were just a handful of us, I guess mostly journalists and influencers, people that were there. And I, you know, just kind of glancing around the room, some people could really do everything and very well. And then there was me. But afterward, I felt fine, you know, and the range of motion and the cardio that you had kind of mixed into this, what would be a more traditional and now more upscale or improved Pilates was really fun. And I think maybe what you might do is, could you just back us up a little bit for those of our audience that don't know a lot about Pilates? Can you just maybe reference the deck behind you and just kind of tell us a little bit about it? And then we'll get into what you're specifically doing now with Reformer Pilates.
Absolutely. So there's two main types of Pilates. There's mat Pilates, which you just roll out a mat and you get moving, which works the whole body. So Joseph Pilates was the inventor of Pilates, hence the name. And now he has come up with an apparatus called the Reformer. So here at Virgin Active, we provide Reformer Pilates classes. And we have three different types, which range from introduction, align, and athletic. So a Reformer, for those of you who are not joining us through the video, a Reformer is a bed, pretty much, that has springs. So the springs act as a resistance. So you can build strength, you can use the resistance to help your mobility, increase flexibility. So it is a full body workout, and you can do amazing things with this machine. Anywhere from lunges, abdominal work, chest flies. I know some of the men out there, you know, are looking for that pump. So it's not just a class for females. Be mindful, I have men that come to my athletic and it's a whole new ball game.
Renny, on that point, you mentioned beginners there. Sometimes when people hear the word Pilates and, you know, they're not really gym guys or gym girls, they're a little bit off, you know, they find it a bit off-putting, a bit intimidating. What would you say to those folks who like the idea and would give it a try, but they just find that initial hurdle, oh, it's going to be too hard to overcome?
I think definitely jump into an introduction class. It is a very inclusive environment. Me personally, I want people to leave here feeling successful. So I read the room. We work through what we call layers. So we start with a fundamental exercise, and from there we build up the intensity. So a participant can choose, maybe this layer is enough for them. Maybe they want to increase the difficulty or increase the coordination combination, things like that. They can choose. So it doesn't need, you don't have to be flexible. You don't have to have a strong core. All those things are just myths around starting Pilates. Starting Pilates, you will feel successful provided you have the right environment that cultivates that success.
One thing, Renee, and we're speaking with Renee Ramswinkel, the head of Reformer Pilates at Virgin Active Singapore. One thing about Pilates is that it does build the core strength, which I think is good, and a lot of us don't really appreciate how important good core strength is, and how as even as you get older, that can lead to a lot of other potential health problems if your core strength is not solid. Can you talk to us a little bit about that benefit of building the core or rebuilding it in the case of some of us?
So I'm going to flip that. Rather than just saying core strength is important, okay, I will say strength in your entire body is important. Your core is not just, you know, that six pack. It helps to stabilize your spine. But at the same time, you have to have strong muscles in your back to help support that as well. So I think from my perspective, I provide a full body workout. I try to make it where we incorporate flexibility, mobility, strength, power. In athletic, we throw in a lot of dynamic movements as well. So there is an impact component if people want to take it there. Loading the joints has shown to improve joint health as well. So I think you shouldn't just be coming for the core. Mm-hmm. All parts of your body are very, very important to keep strong, keep mobile. Our body is designed to move. So is our spine. And we need to just be moving them however feels good for you.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing Pilates, as it's grown in popularity, Renee, the demographic has changed. You know, it's not just open to the gung-ho guys, super core and everything. Is this an activity that really is open to all?
It is absolutely suitable for everyone. Those who are probably intimidated to start a workout routine, those who are afraid to come to a gym, and those who are experienced, such as athletes, you know, people that have injuries. Although this is not a rehab setting, this is a group class. I mean, as you can see, for those who are watching, we have 27 beds in here. So it's not a one-on-one boutique catered style environment. So if you do have certain injuries that you need to work with physios specifically, I recommend getting stronger, understanding your limitations before jumping into a class. But it is absolutely for everyone. And the instructors here are experienced. They know how to cater to all different levels and all different needs as well.
Renee, one of the things I thought was real interesting when you were leading the class that I was in was how you have kind of energized it. You've supercharged or potentially supercharged, depending on the individual's ability, a class. So it's not just, you know, you sit down on the reformer, lay down on the reformer and do some, you know, pushes back and forth. You're mixing in, you know, music. You're mixing in a vibe that's really energetic and quite fun. I thought that was interesting.
Thank you. I'm glad you appreciated that. In my athletic class, in my Pilates athletic class, these classes have like a dynamic flair to it. So there is a musicality to it as well. So working with the music, it's kind of like a Pilates party. We have a little nightclub jam session, awesome music, as well as awesome movement. So like I said, there might be some squat jumps that's thrown in there. There might be some dumbbells that are thrown into the mix. As you can see behind me, I have popped in a prop, which is a cardio tramp. You didn't get to experience this last time, but a cardio tramp is basically a trampoline. So you can do a lot of jumping work on that. So for those who maybe are a bit apprehensive to jump on, you know, the ground, maybe the impact might feel too heavy, we do have cardio tramps available as a prop for instructors to plan their program around as well.
Wonderful. Renee, this is part of a broader pattern, isn't it, of health and wellness really taking off in Singapore. I mean, when I came to Singapore in 1996, the thought of Pilates classes as they are now would have been unthinkable.
Even proper gyms.
Exactly.
Didn't exist.
Exactly. Is that something you've seen, you know, the real growth and surge in activities like Pilates in Singapore in the last few years or so?
Yeah, well, I have come from Australia. In Australia, there is a very strong
Absolutely.
Exercise culture. And I feel in Asia and Singapore, that is building. So people, there is a change. This is a change in what we used to provide from a Pilates sense. We used to have a beginner and a intermediate class. But we've shifted away from that, just like how cycle all of a sudden became dancing on a bike. Mm-hmm. So the Pilates scene has evolved, and we're taking that next step up by providing that athletic style as well, because we want people who maybe find Pilates a bit more slow pace and they want to avoid that slow movement. They want power. They want energy. They want sweat. They want music. They want hits. So that's why we brought in this new athletic program. Even though it's existed in Australian Virgin Active for quite a while, it's brand new to Singapore.
Yeah.
And I think people are absolutely loving it. I mean, Glenn, he got to experience it, and he did. You didn't do as bad as you said you did. You were awesome. You smashed it.
I tried. I really tried.
You committed to it, let me tell you.
Well, thank you. I can't wait to get Neil in there and see what his level of commitment is.
Yeah. I can't wait. Neil, heal that wrist, and you'll be in my class.
I'll be there.
One last sort of question or observation from me, and that is all. You know, many of our listeners are business people sitting down at desks every day, you know, could have back pain, could have neck and shoulder pain due to working on laptops and computers and things like that. And yet, you know, everybody wants to be pain-free. Everybody wants to feel better. But there might be some resistance to going into a studio environment like this, of something that's so new. How do you encourage people that maybe are a bit older or have never really been in that kind of gym environment to give it a try, to get in there and make it more accessible to them?
I would say if you have friends that go to the gym or that take certain classes, ask them, say, hey, can I join you? You know, we all like to be a part of something, a part of a community. So find your community. You know, if it's walking that you like, start small, go walk outside. And then if you want to level it up and you want to start lifting weights, you want to start getting stronger, just take that first step, bring a friend, come to the gym, do a class pass, do a trial, something that builds your confidence, and make it and try something that is at your level. You don't want to try something super extreme, because then you'll feel like, you know, you might not have that sense of success. So baby steps is really important to have that adherence to building that habit, and just get moving. Like, so whenever you have a chance, go out.
I was just going to say, people can do a trial, a beginner's trial class or something.
Yes, absolutely. We've got trials that people can come sign up for. Mm-hmm. We work with ClassPass as well. So if you're not sure if you want to commit to Virgin Active, jump on ClassPass, get a class, jump in, get moving.
Yeah. Can I just ask, Renee, is there any age limits to this? I mean, could my teenage daughter do it, or do you cap it at any sort of age?
No. It is open, like I said, to all levels, all ages.
Oh, wow.
You do have to be 18 to join the gym, unless you have a guardian.
Okay.
You can have a parent come to the gym as well. But yeah, it's all levels, and it's suitable for all ages.
Wonderful.
Well, Renee, thank you so much. And we know this time of year, people, or especially in a couple of weeks' time as we hit January, people will start thinking about New Year's resolutions and getting in shape and losing weight and all that sort of stuff. And we hope that maybe they'll consider Pilates. I'm definitely going to keep going with it, because it just felt good, and it's a low impact thing that I think works for me. But in the meantime, thanks for coming on. Renee Wamswinkel, head of Reformer Pilates at Virgin Active. Appreciate your time today, Renee.
Thank you, everyone. Glenn, I hope to see you in my class. I've got to keep you accountable for that New Year's resolution.
Indeed.
Sticking with Pilates.
Indeed. Thanks, Renee. Have a happy holiday season.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.